Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Developing this hour on News Radio 950, some of the last remaining closed businesses in Michigan are now getting the green light to reopen from the governor. WWJ's John Hewitt joining us live and local with more from Governor Whitmer's latest executive order, John.
Jason, it's the news certainly many have been waiting for, and the governor clearing the way, as you mentioned, for movie theaters, bowling alleys, other venues to reopen. And in a statement today, she says, quote, Michigan took some of the most aggressive action against COVID-19 in the country, and as a result, we are now able to reopen theaters and performance venues with strict safety measures in place. This begins 2 weeks from today, October the 9th, and again, indoor theaters, cinemas on the list, performance venues, arcades, bingo halls, bowling centers, climbing facilities, trampoline parks, all can resume operating again starting October the 9th. There is going to be limited capacity, however, 20 people per 1,000 square feet of a venue or 20% of fixed seating capacity with a maximum of 500 people in Michigan's largest venues. Non-residential indoor venues also require face coverings. In the meantime, there is another executive order the governor put through with more schools looking to resume in-person education in October. She has required now all students in kindergarten on up in Regions 1 through 5 and Region 7 to wear a face covering in classrooms. Prior orders had recommended but not required face coverings in grades K through 5. But again, they are required now for all grade levels moving forward. A big note with everybody returning to class or looking to, at least in some capacity, resume in-person education. But Jason, the headline obviously is movie theaters, bowling alleys, etc., allowed to reopen with limited capacity starting 2 weeks from today on the 9th of October. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.